Okay, so I am here with a woman who has opinions as a woman because she's been a woman for how many years now?
34 years.
There you go. She's 34 years old, single.
Yeah.
And maybe you can give a little description of yourself. Age, race, religion,
okay,
background on relationships.
I'm Caucasian. I work a lot, so I don't really put the effort into probably dating as much as I should. For some reason, I think things will just happen when they're going to happen. But I would say I'm more probably someone who's pretty busy a lot. So, but I'm kind of, I guess, on the creative side and... Okay. I like, I don't know, the usual stuff that...
Okay. Well, since you are so busy, where do you go? Like, where, as a busy woman, where would you go to meet people?
I go out to bars, but I think that you should probably be meeting people at other places, because I've met people at, like, music venues and parties, and that's pretty much it. Like, I would say gatherings, birthdays, parties, weddings... and bars, even though sometimes it's not like you're going out to a clubby bar, but you're just going to like a dive kind of bar.
Yeah.
And you're meeting friends, and then there's other friends there, and that's how I meet people.
So friends of friends.
Friends of friends.
And people who enjoy the same interests as you.
Yeah,
so you go to places where you're interested in going, and then
yeah, like
possibly...
any large event, or like a venue, or a festival, or a big concert, like that's kind of where I meet people.
Okay.
That I think I might be interested in.
And then what kind of men are you attracted to?
Well, I really like, I mean, visually, I really appreciate redheads, and so, I mean, it's kind of a, I really think it's a beautiful thing, like, even if they're not so attractive looking, the coloring is just something that I've always been fascinated by. I just think it's a really precious thing, and I'm really visual, so, like, I like color patterns, and, like, I notice their skin's, like, a little more on, like, the rose yellowish orange, like sometimes they have freckles and like their hair is kind of light, and usually they have like a kind of a funny expression on their face, like they look like they're just a little maybe eccentric or
okay. So do you think it's the personality behind the
yeah it's
color?
Definitely the personality, because I find them to be really independent and have like I've always met ones that kind of remind me of Peter Pan in a way, because it's sort of like a free thinking, unconventional, wild, fun,
because they're
boyish.
Different. There aren't so many of them.
Yeah.
So they kind of, I find the same thing. I've
yeah.
had two ex-boyfriends who are redheads, and they have
oh,
the
really?
Exact same attitude.
Yeah. I just like the attitude, because I feel like they've had to answer for their hair color for
yeah.
a long time, so they have to come up with a way to deal with that, and I feel like it's made them a little bit more just expressive and creative and combative. Even sometimes they'll throw a little attitude, or they'll be kind of sassy, and I kind of like that.
So are you saying that you like guys that are jerks?
Probably.
Really?
I know.
To be jerks in the long run, to treat you in a jerky way is
okay,
what you like?
Yeah, the whole thing about jerks, actually, I know, like, you're going to edit this up, right? Or
yeah.
No? Okay.
Maybe I might not.
Okay.
Because I have a whole theory on jerks, and I know that jerks put out energy that's very similar to confident, self-assured men. In the very beginning, they do. And then later on down the road, you find out that they're a jerk. Because basically, they're doing what they want to do, they're independent, and that's attractive.
Yeah.
To me. I think every woman is attractive
actually,
to that.
Actually, that's true. I do like jerks. And I like... And I don't know if I want to like them. I'm upset with myself as I'm liking them. I'm like, please don't like this guy. Please don't.
Because you know. You
and
can tell.
I can't help it. Like, I'm... The more he's mean to me, or the more he blows me off or whatever, depending on whatever, like if it's a conversation we're having and he's just like, you know, dropping comments like that, just he's just obviously not putting the time in, like if we're, you know what I mean, like he's just not there, he's not like in the moment,
yeah,
then it makes me try to prove something to him even more, like it makes me try to sell myself to him, and I don't like, I feel like I can feel that when I start feeling like I need to sell myself more. I'm like, wait, it's not supposed to go like this.
No, it's not. It's definitely not.
But it's really messed up.
It's not messed up. Most women, that's why a lot of people write into me saying, why do women like jerks? I don't understand why women always end up being with these jerks, because it ends up being a complete challenge the entire time. It's
yeah,
like,
it's
okay,
like,
now can I be the girl
me.
To get you? Exactly.
Uh-huh.
But ultimately, is that who you want to be with?
No. Okay. No, it's not. And I think that probably, I know I wanted to tell you about just my advice for men, because I think my advice is, if you always make sure you do this one thing right. And I think the thing is, always make sure you ask the girl about herself, and don't leave a date without having asked her like at least 5 questions. Just put it out there, because I've gone on so many dates where the conversation is not about me in any way, and I really love to engage. Like, I love to have conversations, like I love to ask questions, so I'm like, I'm always asking questions, and like,
yeah,
sometimes I walk away from a situation where I learned so much. I mean, I could have been like an investigator, you know.
Yeah.
I know so much about this guy now, and he talked all about himself, and he just kept going, but he never turned around and said and asked anything about me.
Really?
And I've walked away from situations like that. And then I thought to myself, like, did I give him another shot, maybe? But most likely, I kind of just let it go.
You know, at that point, if they're not.
Because I knew everything. I found out all about him. He wasn't, he could have interrupted and could have, like, you know, taken the wheel in the conversation and kind of worked, you know, kind of met me halfway. But sometimes they don't meet you halfway.
Yeah.
And, like, to walk away feeling like you shared something about yourself or they were interested in knowing about you is a huge point, like, I feel. Because I have so many conversations with women, and it's like, again and again I hear, it's all about him. It's so all about him. It was all about him. And they always say that, and, like, it's kind of, it kind of makes me think, like, maybe, you know, there's something there. Maybe if you went away thinking, this guy is really interested in knowing who I am, or
yeah,
about, you know, like,
well, I say that's the biggest turn on. As soon as the guy says to me, I want to get to know you better.
Yeah.
Not get to know what I look like naked in bed
right.
better, but get to know me better. That turns me on.
Yeah.
I know that that's actually what I had said to one of my ex-boyfriends, and that turned him on too.
Yeah.
Anytime when somebody wants to get to know another person better on a deeper level, I think that it makes your heart melt, and it's nice to hear.
Because
nobody really wants to get to know people. They want to get to know themselves better. Everybody's working on themselves.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you're on a date with somebody who's just talking about himself, it's because he doesn't really know himself very well. So he doesn't have the time to think about asking you any questions, because he's just too concerned with himself.
Yeah.
So with a lot of my clients, I actually tell them to direct and guide the conversation as opposed
mm-hmm.
to dominating it. Because a lot of guys will go up to girls and they'll just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on the other end of that, and I'm bored, I'm rolling my eyes, I'm looking around
mm-hmm.
the room, I'm not engaged at all. And I think a lot of guys forget to engage the person that they're
mm-hmm.
with. They just
mm-hmm.
want to talk and show what they have. And that's
yeah.
somebody who's not secure with themselves, which is
yeah.
not, full circle, not attractive
definitely.
To a woman.
Yeah, definitely.
So what about some of your recent dates? Aside from them not asking you any questions, is there anything?
I had a date that I wanted to, I think I mentioned it to you before, but it was a date with this guy, and he was, I mean, I hate to sound, I feel like I'm shallow when I say that I like redheads, but for some reason, I didn't even know he was a redhead, and he was like this, he played on it was like a co-ed, like, sports team. It was like level D. It was like the lowest level. So it was like, whatever, just
yeah.
go out and have fun. And he was was he the ref or something for it? But he actually, it was like his job, his night job or something. And I don't know why, when I was kind of like having a bad day, and I, for some reason, I guess it worked for me, and I was up to bat, and he started talking to me. He was like in the cage the whole time. And then, like, we just talked the whole game. Every time I got off to bat, he'd ask me another question about myself, and then I'd ask him, talk to him, and then I'd, you know. And so, like, it was kind of actually a cool way to meet someone.
Yeah,
actually.
Definitely.
And so at the end, I was like, you know, I don't really want to let this go. I don't want this guy to just walk away and then maybe I'll see him again or whatever. I think I'm just going to go up and say, you know, it was nice to meet him and here's my number if you, you know. And so I did that and it worked out really well. And he was like, oh, yeah, would you like to go to dinner sometime? And, you know, it was like automatically, you know, it worked and everything. So it was great. And then he called me like the next day. Like, he was really one of those people that's just on it, you know. And then we went out, and it was funny because he was kind of an independent, kind of wild guy, and this was our second date. So we had went out to dinner, like, that week, and then on the second date, he's like, why don't you come with me out to Echo Park area and we'll go get Thai massages and then we'll go to dinner and everything. We'll hang out. So he bought me this whole like hour and a half long Thai massage, and like he was in another room, and then
awesome.
We hung out, like we went out to this dinner, this like really cool restaurant, and then we went and we got a puzzle. We bought a puzzle to do, and like we were going to drink tea and do a puzzle. And so we were getting all this stuff, and we were going back to his place to play the puzzle. And I'm not, like, I was just going to go back, do the puzzle, and then go back home, because we live, like, far away from each other.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I got to go, like, he got a text, so I was like, we got to go. Come with me, I'd love to have your company. I was like, wait a minute, we're on, like, a date right
yeah.
now. Like, he's like,
where
I love
going?
Your company. Like, he's like, I mean, you don't have to go with me, but I got to go do this part of my job, or something. I've got to go drop something off or whatever, and I thought, oh, the entertainment industry, you know, he doesn't want to tell me, but he's like a PA that drops scripts off at talent's houses at night, because I had worked in that, and here I am thinking that, you know. And then, so we get in the car, and we go to way far away. We go to Hollywood. Like, he's in Echo Park. We go to Hollywood. We go somewhere like West Hollywood and park on the street, and he's like, I'll be right back. And then all of a sudden, like, he didn't have to be right back, because this girl ran out, and she was waving at me like, like, hey, how are you? And I was like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed, I don't even know her, but maybe I know her. And I was like, hi. And then she kept going, it's so good to see you, you know, through the window. And I was like, yeah. And I just went along with it, thinking, oh. And then he went to his trunk, and I thought, oh, he's getting out, like, all the scripts and whatever. And then we got in the car, and we went, and there was another location where this other guy was on the street, on the corner. And, like, we went to him, too, and the car stopped, and I'm waiting and waiting. And then we get in the car and we start driving, and something in my gut said, and I'm a pretty smart person, so I really feel like, I just had this instinct, I'm like, are you a drug dealer? Like,
really?
Because first I thought he was a PA, and he's just embarrassed because he has all these jobs, and he doesn't want to, like, you know, but then I was like, no, this guy's really confident, like, he's taking me to a Thai massage, he's like, Mr. covered in tattoos, you know,
yeah.
You know, strong guy, whatever. And then he's like, I thought you were going to figure that out, and he's like, I didn't want to tell you. I didn't
You think
want...
the proper time would be right before he gets you to come in the car with him to go
like,
make a
yeah,
few drops.
It's like, yeah,
right? Exactly.
To put me in danger like that.
Exactly.
Because
yeah.
the cops could have pulled us over and I would have been probably
an accessory.
Taken in as well. I'm
yeah.
like, sure you don't know. Yeah, right, sweetheart. Sure you don't know.
Yeah. So what was the problem there? Was the problem that he was a drug dealer or the problem that he didn't tell you?
He was... I would never go put myself in a car with a drug dealer that was dealing cocaine and like...
Was dealing cocaine.
And more than that. I don't even know. But I would never... That's like the kind of people that are around those people. Even if you don't do drugs and you're a drug dealer, you are dealing with a desperate group of people. I can't be around like those kind of people. Those people don't, they're not on the same level with me. Like they're
yeah.
not, you know, it's dangerous. They could be desperate. They may flip out on you. They might, you know, the cops may come. It may be a setup, you know, you may... And the lifestyle, it's like he has to have his text there at all times. He has, like, his drug dealer phone, and he has his normal phone. And I was wondering why his phones kept going. I was like, wait, he has one phone, but he keeps getting all these calls. And, like, he must be so popular. And, oh, my gosh. But, like, why is he checking? He checked it once during dinner, and I didn't like that. And I was like, oh, that's kind of rude. Like, you know, check mark, you know, like,
yeah.
point taken off of him,
yeah.
you know? Like, I had, there were a couple things, but I thought, oh, wow, finally, somebody, like, really appreciates me and, like, really wants to do things that will, like, make me happy, like, the whole massage thing and whatever, like, and that was so cool, like, his ideas were cool and he was really into a lot of stuff, you know, but...
Did you think it was selfish of him not to tell you?
Yeah, and he was a very selfish guy about, in that way, but he really liked me a lot. He liked me a lot, and he still thinks I'm the one that got away. And he still wants to go out to dinner. Just the other day, he wants to go out to dinner with me. 2 days ago, called me.
And,
like,
and you wouldn't go out with him again because he's a drug dealer or because he lied to you?
He's not a drug dealer anymore now, but I still don't know if he's got a really good job. He's doing what he wanted to do, but the drug dealing was what he did just, you know, to get to where he is. But I still feel like there's a darkness, like there's a dark side. And I think I would be stupid to go back to that. But I really wish he would have at least said something about it. Because, you know, putting me in... He obviously didn't see that he was putting me in danger. So.
Yeah, which is selfish.
Right, yeah.
Again. So is it? So it's really an honesty
but
issue
I gotta
as
tell
well,
you,
but you just don't...
I'm still in the... It makes me think, like, wow, I want to be that girl in the movies, like, that's going out with this guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who's, like, flirting with danger. It's just kind of a fantasy thing. So, but I'm staying away from him, although he does keep contacting me.
But is he a nice person?
He has a lot of friends, so a lot of people like him. He's nice. He's completely unconventional. Like, he's... Like, if you saw him, you would know. He's very intelligent, very creative.
Yeah.
Into... I mean, I feel like if I say too much about him, like, someone will probably figure out
who he is
or something.
About.
You know what I mean? He's into... he's boyish. Like, he can play every video game really well. He's very mathematically oriented. So
mm-hmm.
I'm attracted to, like, mathematical type guys.
Mm-hmm.
More so than guys that are, like, more random or organic. I'm attracted to the guys that are, like, really super logical.
Yeah. So you've set your standards. You've set your boundaries.
But I have very bad
to...
standards, yeah.
You do?
I have very bad taste in men. Like, so, and I've been told that, and I see that, so it's like I'm trying to fix that. I need to go to, like, man camp or something. And, like, you know?
But what are your boundaries right now? Or what are you trying to do to fix that so that you actually get to be with the people that you want?
Because
that one wasn't your fault. You couldn't have sensed that.
No.
He did seem to be on the same page as you and was offering the things that you were looking for.
I'm just trying to be more straightforward about things.
Yeah.
If I want something to happen, I just want to be honest and, like, put it out there. Like, yeah, like, it was really great to meet you. Like, if you'd, you know, here's my number, and if you ever want to do something, like, let me know or give me a call or something, or maybe we can meet up, or I'm having a party, and, like, you know, I'd love for you to come, so here's... You know, like, I just kind of want to be a little bit more, like, assertive
yeah.
and straightforward, because I feel like, sometimes I feel like men need that. They just need to know if you're interested or not, because I kind of give the feeling that I'm not interested in them ever when they're around me, so they don't... They're like, oh, you didn't really seem like you liked me that much, so I never asked you out. Like, I get that from certain guys. Like, you just didn't seem interested in me. But my whole thing is, like, I kind of just wait. I'm, like, cautious. And
yeah.
then if they approach me, then usually, you know, I go along with it. But I think I need to kind of, like, see something that is, like, someone that has a job, someone that is respectful, someone that has good relationships with their mothers, probably,
mm-hmm.
or their sisters or their girlfriends.
Yeah.
Someone that is fun and, like, light
and
good
self-assured.
Communicator. And self-assured, yeah. And confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you think that a lot of girls don't put the right energy out there? Because I know a lot of girls who... Like, a lot of clients write into me saying, I don't know if she likes me, I can't really tell. Do you
yeah.
think a lot of girls sort of protect themselves so they aren't really obvious when they like somebody or they're attracted to somebody?
I think... You know, it's weird because, like, okay, so I'm in, like, the early 30s group, and I hear a lot of women saying, like, it is so hard to meet guys in L.A. It's just, like, you know, they're either an actor or, you know, they came here to make it big, so they're just in this crazy world where they just want to go wild and be free and whatever. And a lot of women say, like, man, you gotta get them when they first move here, like, the first month,
yeah.
you gotta get them, so it's, like, you get, like, all the Ohio boys, and, like, the Iowa boys, like, all these guys that come in here that are, like, you know, they're obviously, maybe they're running away from something, or they need a new start or something, or
yeah.
they have these, they tend to have a different vibe about them, and it's not, like, I'm here to just put myself on the line and make it big, like, it's more, like, you
yeah.
know, I'm okay with myself, I'm, you know, there's a certain vibe that I think... Women just oftentimes, like, that I'm around are like, oh my god, there's just, like, no guys here. Like, it's so hard to meet someone. So, like, I think there needs to be, like, some kind of solution to that.
Do you think it's just them being more open to people and not judging people as much?
Yeah, I think it would be good if people were more open.
I know, it is hard. I obviously live in LA as well. And
yeah.
it is really difficult. You do become a little bit more protective of yourself the longer that you're here. I remember when I first moved to LA... I was so open-minded, and I still am,
mm-hmm.
but I went to this place called Sky Bar over in Hollywood,
yeah.
and someone called me a country bumpkin, because I was so positive about things, and, like, I didn't care where I sat, I didn't care whose
yeah.
table was paid for, or I just sat down where
yeah.
I wanted to, because that's what I did back in Toronto.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I've definitely become more protective and wary of
mm-hmm.
the certain people who are definitely out for themselves, but I interact with tons of great people all the
yeah.
time. So I know that they're out there.
Yeah.
And there's the potential for
them. They are out there.
It's just going to the
right
places.
I think also, like, there's places where people can go that are safer places where there's really
yeah.
no expectation. And those places aren't the best places for women to be hanging out. Like, a lot of the because I'm on the west side right by the beach, you have a lot of stray dogs, these guys that are like salty pirates, and they're all hanging out, and they're regulars, and they can drink like you wouldn't believe.
Oh,
and they're older, and they've been there a long time, and you know, you walk in there and it's like you're just like this bait, and they're all waiting to see, like, you know, and they've been there for, it's like you just see those same people. So I think it's probably a good idea for someone like me, or even the women in the area, to get out of that whole pattern of like going to those same places. Just, they're easy, they're local.
So it's switching up your routine and challenging yourself.
Yeah.
To go somewhere a
little
bit riskier. Put
yourself in a place that's a little where something, where there's a little bit, I don't want to say not see, like, get away from the seedier crowds, and like, even though those are fun and easy, you're not going to find like someone there that, probably not, unless they're like visiting from out of town, but you're really not going to find
Okay, well,
yeah.
Thank you for talking with me. This was really good. I thought you did a really good job, so that's great. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Did it record it so it's like done?
It's